I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're teeing it up, which is brought to you by Cedarbrook Golf Club in Ross Traver. Get down to Cedarbrook. Two pristine 18-hole courses that are in great shape. So get down there. It's at the corner of 51 and 70. That's Cedarbrook. And, of course, Cedarbrook is get your tee time today. Are you ready to make your vote count? Make your, sure you are registered to vote. It's easy to do, and the deadline is to register is coming up this Monday. Go to vote411.org for details and vote. Make it count. And as always, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. It's also the number of the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So we were talking about the Steelers, and of course, yesterday was again just basically they decided they were going to bully, I mean, really bully the Browns, and that's what they did. You know, forget about all of the little brother stuff and, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't get into all that. I just know this: the Browns really basically are trying to build their way back, but it's clear they're not ready for the Steelers. It's clear they're not ready for the Steelers. They're not ready to really play at that level, and they're really not ready to beat the Steelers yet. Maybe in a couple of years, like I said, I like what their coach. I think he's got the right demeanor. I don't know that they have the right quarterback to win at a high level, but I do think that their quarterback situation is a little better than it's been. I don't necessarily, agree with some others who say, you know, Baker Mayfield stinks, but I do think he's not the guy that's going to get you over the top unless it's going to become a situation like Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco, even, you know, Peyton Manning's last year where team has great defense and a good running game. But even at that, here's why I don't know that Baker Mayfield is capable of being that guy, because – the one thing those guys didn't do is make mistakes. You know, they people, for instance, Peyton Manning's last year, people rip him because he wasn't passing for big numbers and all the other stuff. But if you remember, that was, you know, that year he got hurt or whatever, and, you know, they replaced him with, I forget who, you know, one of the, was it Brock Osweiler or somebody like that? I forget who it was. They had a great defense. You know, their defense was just all world, really. I mean, those guys really got after it. But they were losing some games. And it was near the end of the season where they had, you know, the Chiefs. I think they were playing the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken. And they decided to put Peyton Manning in the game, and he came in, and all of a sudden, you know, the running lanes started to open up. They, you know, he threw the ball, made just enough plays, and they ended up coming back and winning the game and clinching the division, and sort of the rest is history. But if you watch those playoff games, Peyton Manning didn't make mistakes. He didn't put the defense in bad situations. He handed the ball off. He, you know, made a couple of plays in the passing game early in the games, and a lot of that was just his knowledge of, you know, being able to read defenses and understand what was going to work. If you're going to play that way, you have to have that kind of quarterback. You know, Peyton Manning earlier in his career probably would not have been able to do that because, you know, he gets antsy and he would want to throw for 300 yards. But he didn't make mistakes, and they were able to win with a running game and a pass, you know, a running game and their defense and having good specialists. I mean, they had a really good field goal kicker and punter and all that other stuff. Same thing with the Ravens with Trent Dilfer. And, you know, there's been some other teams that have won without having a big, big-time quarterback to make a bunch of passes. The thing about it is, in order for that to work, you got to have somebody who's not going to make mistakes, and Baker Mayfield ain't that. You know, he's a guy that's going to force things. He's a guy that's going to make mistakes. He's a guy that's going to put your defense in bad situations. So I don't think even the game manager type quarterback to go win Super Bowl with, I don't know that he's even that. I do think he's somebody that he can make enough plays and can do enough things that if their running game is going and he's not asked to necessarily, he's not asked necessarily to go out and win games, but just make some plays, he'll be okay. And so I think they can survive with him for a few more years. But I don't think that they're going to win big with him ever. I just think that he's not that kind of quarterback. You know, he's not a guy, even like, the kid that plays for the Bills, Josh Allen, who I think has gotten better and better. I mean, if you watch him play, he makes big plays. He can make big plays running and passing. He can get the ball down the field. He's got a lot of things that you look for in your franchise quarterback that you're looking to carry the team. He's got a lot of those. Baker Mayfield doesn't. So one of the things that when you look at quarterbacks, a couple of things that are important are decision-making, which his is usually pretty bad. The other thing that I never really looked at and realized, but he has a hard time when he stands in the pocket making throws. When he's back there almost like a sitting duck, he can move. He's not a guy that's just a statue. But when he has to stand back in there in the face of a rush and make plays, I don't think he's good enough to do it. I just don't. So that's why I'm not a big, big believer in Baker Mayfield. I think he's been a little bit overrated just because of all the stuff he does with his commercials and all the other things and his personality and talking trash and all that other stuff. I don't know that he necessarily really is all that good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.